Relentless Positive Radio on your way to making each and every day count, because you know what you need to be reminded, as do I. Each day is a gift, and I want to thank you, too, for choosing to be a part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. Starting the new year off right with the one and only editorial page editor of the Detroit News, co-author of the Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide, along with his pal, Stephen Henderson and Lynn Goldner, Nolan Findlay is here. Nolan, Happy New Year.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, good afternoon. I don't know if you're somewhere else in the world, but that's okay. It's easy to do.
I haven't had lunch yet, Paul. It's not afternoon until I've had lunch.
All right. What do you usually have for lunch?
You know, whatever's left over, Paul. I love a liverwurst sandwich.
Nothing like a leftover liverwurst sandwich. Okay. Well, very good. Very good. It's got to be, in your lifetime, one of the best times ever to be doing what you're doing, I would think, with everything that's going on.
No shortage of news, is there, Paul?
No shortage of news to write about, talk about. What was that last thing you said?
I said, we've got a surplus of news.
Yeah, surplus, unfortunately. I'm worn out already as I hit the airwaves. Why am I worn out? Why do you think I'm worn out? I'm worn out because I just watched the president address some group of a retreat of Republicans. Look, I shouldn't tell you who I voted for, but I voted for him. I wasn't going to vote for her. I mean, she just wasn't in any way, shape, or form ready for the position. And he shows signs of being crazy, but shows a lot of signs of brilliance. And there are a lot of things he's doing that are good. But man, when he gives a speech, and then when he says to the crowd, "You guys, mind if I go off this teleprompter? Do you mind if I go?" Which, of course, yeah. And I'm going, "No, stay on the teleprompter, please, Mr. President." He goes off the teleprompter. Man. We're off to the races. I forgot why he was even there.
I tell you, I've seen him give four live speeches, and I haven't made it to the end of any of them yet. So I've been in the audience for four live speeches, and I usually get about 70% through. And I don't know what. I don't know about his bladder, but I got to get to the John by the time we get to that point.
Well, anyway, so he did his thing today, and they'll judge it the way they judge it. That we know that the left media won't like it, and the right media will, and God bless them. I do not understand this idea of basically threatening Greenland. I don't get that. I mean, I don't understand. If we need to be there for strategic and security reasons, I bet we could have worked that out without any problem.
You know, these are friends. You know, this is a friendly nation.
Right.
It does have some, we're writing about this in an editorial tomorrow. It does have some considerable strategic and security elements to it. I mean, it is an important landmass, but doesn't mean we need to grab. We are in any way justified in threatening them that we're going to grab their territory because we think it's important to us. That's not how we operate, for goodness sakes. I mean, this isn't Venezuela or any of the other nations that are in turmoil. This is a stable territory, and it belongs to Denmark and not us. And like you said, we would be much better off working with the NATO and the countries in that region and developing a security strategy for Greenland rather than threatening to grab it just because we want it.
It's building friendships, bridges of relationships are going to be, even though he doesn't think so right now, will be very important with future conflicts in this world. I'm just saying, at the end of the road, you don't want everybody turning on the United States and thinking this is why we're picking on those guys. But
well, the beginning, he's felt that he's the answer to every problem. And you've seen that with his moving federal troops into crime-ridden cities. And you see him in, you know, crafting a plan to run Gaza long term. I mean, what happened to this idea that we're not going to get involved in foreign entanglements any longer, that we're going to put America first, we're not going to intervene in the affairs of other nations? And I mean, right now he's standing astride the globe and wants to run the whole thing.
I don't understand his thought process. The United States cannot, I mean, the United States should not conquer Greenland. So enough on that.
No.
I mean, that's just.
Be the world's policeman. I mean, he said that himself. We don't want to be the world's policeman. And here we are, policing the world.
Well, there's something to be said about the way we do something. For example, we've had other movements to straighten out immigration. We've had, I have audio that's online, I don't have it right now, but of other presidents saying how nobody in America wants immigrants to come into this country illegally, and they're here, and they're taking our resources, and we need to get them out. Yet when we do it now, with this president and with the Department of Homeland Security, you've got people who are turning on them that generally I don't think would have turned on them. And now the story of the Department of Homeland Security accusing, Hilton Hotels of canceling their reservations. I mean, that's bad. Right. When a hotel has got money in the books and locked in, and they go, oh, geez, it's Homeland Security. We don't want them staying here.
No, it's un-American, and they should be punished by consumers for it. I mean, these are people who are out there working to secure our nation, working to secure our borders. And you have some hotel franchisee saying, no, you can't stay here. You've seen it other places where they won't serve ICE agents. They won't serve meals to them, won't allow them in their restaurants. I mean, come on. We all remember the horrible sight of people streaming into this country, four or five abreast, like they were walking into a sports arena, just illegally coming into our country by the thousands.
Right.
And that's not happening today, and it should have never happened. And yet we were always told, well, there's nothing we can do about it. So you got to credit Trump. He did something about it.
Absolutely,
and,
right.
You know, I think we should be glad he's doing that. And, you know, yeah, there's all kinds of sob stories and horrible stories about people getting who are working and settled in this country, who are getting deported. That doesn't change the fact that they didn't have a right to be here.
Right. And that because they're here, they're here illegally, they broke the law already.
They did.
So
these
people
are saying,
they're rounding up these law-abiding citizens. No, they're not. They're not law-abiding if they broke the law to get here. It's
And it's to their benefit, too, that we make sure everybody who's here is here legally. I mean, they risk being exploited, you know, being coerced into basic slavery, miserable living conditions. Illegal immigration is not good for anybody.
Even for those people who are, quote unquote, lucky enough to make it into this country. As you just pointed out, they fall into all kinds of traps and taken advantage of, and all kinds of horrific things, leading in some cases to death and stealing children and turning people into prostitution. The list goes on and on. No one should have to be convinced that what ICE is doing is the right thing, following what, in fact, Congress has told them to do. They are doing their duties. And how people so easily turn against them is very disheartening, at the least.
There's no other country in the world where you can just show up and say, I'm coming in, whether you like it or not, and I'm going to stay. I mean, name a country where you and I can do that today.
None. So none is right. On the other hand, too, this is a great country, as it was Reagan who said in one of his last speeches, you can't go to France no matter how much time you spend there, you're not a Frenchman. You can't go to, he named a bunch of countries. But when you come to America legally, you become an American. There's no other country in the world you can do that in either.
And you add your talents, your resources to the whole, and we all benefit.
Correct. Nolan Findlay, editorial page editor, the Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Must read book. All right. Thank you, Nolan. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul.
We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.